Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I, allegedly. It's a beautiful weekend day, and so much is happening. Thought I'd go down to the pier for you guys today and cover the news. A lot going on. Please don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. But just a perfect day. Walk around, went and ate at Sugar Shack, and just hanging out. But lots going on. The Santander Bank is a $1.8 trillion bank, and they just announced that thousand. Thank you very much. Thank you. My shirt, everybody likes. It's martinis. Needless to say, you couldn't wear this into the bank, if you know what I mean. Hey, I'm here to close that deal. Look at this. I always love the stuff you guys send me. But first things first, guys. Santander Bank had a data breach. And the data breach is huge because it looks like it could be hundreds of thousands of clients that had all their personal data. The best thing about this data breach, and that what could be good about it, is that the employees got hit too. It hit everybody. So you're gonna see executives, you're gonna see tellers, you're gonna see people that work at the bank on the phone systems that had their data stolen, which is gonna make people say, oh, it's just not the clients, it's everybody. And that's what's gonna make them do something about this. And again, we've talked about the VPN, guys. Make sure you have that to protect yourself, because it's just a matter of time until they get you. You'll like this. BetterHelp is a help app, healthcare app. They just announced that they're going to solve their problem with their data breach by giving everybody 10 bucks. Okay? You had your personal medical data stolen. People siphons, you know, think about this. Think of the things you talk to your doctor about. Think of the things that people would go to an online doctor for and talk to them, because they don't want to go inside of a doctor's office. And all that data was stolen, and they're going to give you $10 American. That's USD, baby. Okay? So that's ridiculous. Two banks, okay? JP Morgan and Citibank are both saying that people need to go back to the office. And Citibank just asked 600 employees to come back to the office, which you can say is no big deal. But JP Morgan said that they're going to start inspecting for workers. And they don't want to do that, so they just want you to come back to the office and agree to come back to work 5 days a week. Nobody wants to go back and work to the office 5 days a week. They'd rather sit at home and not deal with this. Light says we have 10 seconds. Can we make it? But let's kind of cross the street quickly. Four, three, two, one. So, anyways, we made it.
We did it.
Yay. Okay. So, but again, you're going to see more and more of this. What's a job right now that pays a lot of money? Well, if you were a housekeeper in South Florida right now, there's an enclave making 150 grand a year. They've got the swap meet type fair out today. All the shops and everything. All the artwork. Different things to buy for your pets, and dresses and henna tattoos and all that fun stuff. All this fun stuff at the pier for the weekend. It's always nice. But again, housekeepers making $150,000 a year. That is crazy money, guys. The other thing about this that's nuts is that they say that 91,000 people left New York just to move to Florida last year. It's a lot of people, guys. And you're gonna see this more and more and more, but these people are making all this money being housekeepers right now. So it's a good job if you can get it, you know. Elon Musk is convinced that AI is going to replace regular jobs soon. Great article about that below. And beach is packed. not having a good time. Just beautiful, beautiful weather. It's just nice. So, AI is pretty interesting. I had lunch with a guy today who's really tech savvy, and Mark knows his stuff. You know, he's doing, creating apps, the different questions in regards to different things that happen in history, and fascinating stuff. So, just kind of neat to meet different people and talk about different things. How about this one? Mexico City had Mexico Day of Water. Okay, well, what's that? Does that mean everybody gets free water? No. It means that they shut the water off in Mexico City and people couldn't get water for 6 days. What would you do if you didn't have water for 6 days? What would you do if you had to, oh, I hear the gym's got flowing water out of the hose. You can go take a shower over there. Wouldn't that be hell? Well, that's what happened in Mexico City right now. And now they're going to charge people double for water right now. So isn't that nice? That's great. You know? So, former FedEx contractor that was in a lawsuit with FedEx. Do you know one thing that I didn't know? And that is, you have these FedEx trucks that drive around and deliver us FedEx packages, and you think they all work for FedEx. Well, what they are is that basically a franchisee that delivers for FedEx. And a lot of these places are absolutely hurting right now. Hurting in a big, big way. And with that, you're seeing these people go out of business right now. And there's one of them that just filed bankruptcy, and a California-based company, and PYNQ Logistics, you know, doing business in Pleasanton, done. PLS, finished, you know. No assets, and over $10 million in debt. But you're gonna see this more and more, guys. It's just gonna happen more and more often. You're gonna see more and more places go out. Last time I drove to Las Vegas, I was shocked when I drove by the FedEx facility and all the trucks were parked there on a weekday, which is not a good sign, guys, when things are not not good. You've got Lucid Motors. Lucid Motors just announced another 400 people they're gonna lay off, which is a huge percent of their staff, 6% of their staff. But again, who is buying the electric cars right now? So many people. One thing I'm telling you, if you guys go to an electric car charging station and they've cut those cables, send me those pictures, man, because that's what I want to do. I want to do a story on how the criminals are going out and they're stealing the cables from the FedEx facilities and the Tesla facilities. I got FedEx on the brain. But a lot going on right now. You know, they want to change overtime laws here in California, which is crazy, because California, I keep getting all these crazy laws sent to me that they want to instill. You know, they want to do things like tax people that have moved out of the state. They want to charge overtime. But here's the one that's going to affect a lot of people. It's going to affect a lot of businesses. And that is, if you are an employee who makes under $35,568 a year, which is $684 a year, you're not entitled to overtime. They want to change that on July 1st to be $43,888, which is $844 a week. If you make $844 a week or less, you can get time and a half from your boss, because before, you weren't entitled to it. It's like, hey, tough, Dan, work more hours. But again, you know, they're going to change it on January 1st of 2025 to be $58,656 or $1,128 a week. A lot of people don't make that. So you're going to start paying overtime on your employees. Time and a half is what they're going to charge people for that. So let me know if you think that's fair. Let me know if you think that's realistic, because you're going to see more and more of this stuff right now, guys. Get ready. Get ready for this. So get a shot of the beach for you guys, but let me know what you guys think about all this stuff. Just wanted to come out today, do a nice video, show you guys the beautiful weather, but let me know what you think so far. there is some bad news this Memorial Day weekend, and that is it's going to be the most expensive Memorial Day ever. Yay! You're going to see food prices up at an all-time high. And hamburger this year is up another 15%. Okay, condiments, that's the killer right now. Because you've got things like ketchup. You need a new ketchup bottle. You don't want to bring out the old one from the fridge. And that mustard, same thing. It's got the stain on the side. You're going to bring out new ones. But that stuff is going higher and higher and higher. And that's up on an average of about 12% right now in 2024. And then stone ground mustard, higher priced. Buns, higher priced, everything. One thing that's interesting is McDonald's is going to make big changes to its Happy Meal, where it's going to add chicken sandwiches for the kids' meal. It's going to add fish nuggets, deep fried fatty goodness. And one thing I found was a great thing. We're starting to see that McDonald's prices, Big Macs, $15 in the Seattle area right now. That's insanity, guys, to eat that. And it's just a matter of time. It's just going up and up and up. It's a boardwalk down here. They're riding their bikes. It's just busier than ever. And final story, this quick video today. Do you know the Toyota Mirai? Have you heard about that car? That's the hydrogen Toyota. By the way, hydrogen is an absolute fortune. The resale value of these cars has dropped to the floor. You can pick these things up for an absolute song. But there is a man named Daniel, okay? Sounds very intelligent. But Daniel bought a Toyota Mirai and was blown away to find out that the life expectancy of the car, think about this, is 10 years. His car has an expiration date. The Toyota Mirai has an expiration date of 2032. Huh? Bought it in 2021, and it's got an 11-year life on it, like milk. Okay, it's going bad. Well, the thing about this, hydrogen can't be refilled indefinitely, like a gasoline vehicle. You can tighten the gaskets and make sure the hoses are good. Not with hydrogen. How is this safe, guys? How is this safe? So, again, just wanted to show you the busy beach. Hope you guys are well. Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly. And also join the email list too while you're at it. The link will be below. It'll be the first link you see. Okay. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.